We'll just get started. Kids, folks, you shouldn't hear. I said we're past a lot of time and we will commence the meeting. Thank you very much. But now I have the apologies and then we'll move on to chairman's remarks. A number of chairman's remarks and I won't take speakers on them. We will present a letter of condolences to the Texas Prime Minister's family from Ballykinner, who was accidentally shot at a incident at Loch Money. We'd like to send our congratulations to Lord Devlin on the birth of Tom Michael Devlin the other day, so all health and well. Carr Frampton, it would be remiss of us not to mention Carr Frampton on his, well, the Jackal Frampton, of course, as he's called, the two-way champion, Citizen First. Carl actually would be a frequent visitor to Newry, so it would be remiss of us not to mention him along with, and send our congratulations to Barry and Shane McGuigan as well. We recently also accepted the renewal of the green flag for Steve Gullion, Forest Park, so it was fantastic to have that. Recently there, just over the last week, we had a number of scouts, Scout Venture Ireland sent really a number of scouts. I think it was 34 teams across from the island of Ireland. And quite a number of them actually visited homes in our district and they were put up for 5 days in the gardens or in the fields, whatever. So it was actually quite good for those people to leave our district with a very positive outlook on the people that they stayed with. In fact, by accident, some of these young people stayed with council staff, so they called it the house. So I'm saying that we started it heavily involved with it, so it was quite good. She was getting feedback. An award that has just happened over the weekend, I'm sure that she's congratulations to Campbell Fagan, School of Taekwondo. At the World Championships that they had in Brighton, they actually won 9 gold, 13 silver, 18 bronze medals, and certainly they should be commended for their action. Then finally, we had the Skippy World for the last week, which was started off in Belmont Park and ended up in Stanford at the weekend. Absolutely fantastic. And to crown the whole matter is that even though we had international rowers, it was won by Dundrum. So there will be an occasion to mark that over the next week or two, and the relevant councillors will be informed of that situation. So, declarations of interest? No. Action sheet? I'm sorry, do you have a declaration of interest?
No, I just wanted to mention something. Just in your remarks.
I've already said to start, Henry, that I wasn't taking any comments. Can you put it in somewhere else?
Yeah, no, it was just to say that.
Okay, you can't say anything. Okay, then we say, would you quick me afterwards?
No, it was just to say, Madam Chair, that there was a lot of people. You had a very busy day in Tokyo on Saturday, and there was a lot of people commenting to me that you had done an excellent job and asked me to pass over. The one at Valley Bay Football Club was quite emotional for some people involved in that, and you handled it really well. So thank you very much, Madam Chair.
Okay, well, I'll let you off this. It was a lovely compliment. But no, it was a fantastic weekend that we had across our shores, and especially the skipping was just excellent. So we're taking no more because we already started with it. So with no declarations in our chest, then we're going on to the action team.
Chairman, most of the sites have been picked up or underway in the action team. Are underway. So I'm happy to take any questions from any members if they have any questions in the reaction, please.
Charlie.
Yeah, does it mean most of the past today? Does that mean that the action will be taken? Because the things that were going to issue that is up yet to be provided to Council Gibson. When?
It's a C1352016, yes?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, Charles, join you.
Karen says, with regard to the bus driver's request and the issues raised by Karen Security, with regard to the bins listed on Cabro and Hill Town.
And done with the property in Hollywood Grove.
Okay, we get these puppies tomorrow, so I thought that'd be quite
Anyone else?
Madam Chair,
yes,
just in relation to the cross-party working group and set up regarding the implementation of the Irish language strategy, where are we further on that one?
Yes,
Chairman, there's a paper that should be sent out to party leaders meeting to actually get the names based on our normal format for establishing working groups.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. And Kedogan?
With regard to that particular paper, I got the offer to agree to put in a section concerning our relationships with external bodies funded by the council or that the council funds, or vice versa.
Chairman, the order is complete and being agreed with the council. You know, the development of strategy can pick up any other issues that Councillor Enright wants on to, but the report is as agreed.
Could I just point out that the order, before they finished their study of our council, agreed to include a section that didn't incorporate our relationships, say, for instance, with Tourism NI and bodies like the Strangford Local and Hill Partnership and the St. Patrick's Centre. And they had indicated to me that they felt it was clearly a part of the overall report and couldn't be omitted. So a date was set from after the holidays to meet with the to meet in Europe with the Irish language section and also with the auditor who I believe is from Derry, who had no time over the last 6 or 8 weeks to meet. So I think this really ought to be included. It's a very important part of the way in which we roll out this policy.
Again, Chairman, the order is to gather the information. The order report has been agreed and been approved by council. It hasn't, and there was no amendment on that basis coming up at the council meeting, so council has made the decision. However, I'm conscious that the audit is just going to provide the information for the development of a strategy, an Irish language strategy. And again, you know, Councillor Enright very can liaise with the small alliance on independence groups members when they need to actually get that fed in. So I think there's still the opportunity to do that.
The chairperson, I actually mentioned that at the night we were adopting the report, so, you know, they have passed all the laws that we passed, and the models that other people have to take place.
Well, yeah, sir, I was just going to come in on that, you know. I can't be sure what Mr. Enright has been saying to the author, but no one else has been privileged to that information, so, you know, if that information is to be included, have to come back to full council for approval. But as the Chief Executive says, it's been approved and it's been finished, so it can't, nothing can happen with it.
Thank
you. Yeah, one more thing. It's 129216. Investigation of the budget headings for costs relating to meetings. I didn't query the cost for conferences. A conference is a conference. The issue I raised was where we had certain meetings, for instance, NOGA meeting, NSC meeting, their class is conferences, and their budget is conferences. That's the issue I was making, but it seems to be misunderstood somewhere along the line. And it says certain minor changes will be made going forward to reflect concerns. Could somebody just tell me what they are in the fullness of time?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thanks, Senator. So just to say, fully understood the point that you've made on that. We've had a look at the table that was published previously, and you're right, under the heading of conferences, it does include meetings, etc. So we're going to look at that going forward and ensure that it is purely conferences that are included in that, and that hopefully that will reflect your concerns going forward then.
Very good.
Okay. We've on then item 4 minutes of council meeting held on the 4th of July. 2 minutes for action. page 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6,
page
8. Can you just go over to the three of them and point them out, okay? So, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12. Okay. Yes,
on page 5, SPR 144-2016, Irish Language Audit Report, you'll note where it said in the minutes that two issues that arisen from the Irish Language Audit item, the policy is not including specific reference to the funding for Irish Language, and the audit itself did not pick up on Council's relationships with bodies like Tourism NI and St. Patrick's Centre, the point I was just making a few moments ago. And the auditor had agreed that the report could not be concluded without referencing those very significant points. So, the rest of my case, this was properly noted on the night.
So again, that's the point I'm making, is that the report was agreed and we were picking up these issues in regard to that as we developed the strategy.
Happy, happy, happy. Yes, Barr?
Is this on the manager's
writing
over there, yeah? No, it was just... You remember from the chairperson's business at that 4th of July meeting, where we talked about the signage and the vandalism of the council signage and that there. It was just to see had there been any more thoughts, thinking particularly of the signage of the body and taking the kindness, has been taken away altogether and haven't been spaced yet. So to see was there any thoughts given to how we were going to move forward with regard to signage.
Okay, we're going to go to Kevin.
Just to report that a minimum of at least 10 signs have been damaged and taken down. They've all been taken down and we have them all stored. The police and I are actively investigating and they have given us a number of prime reference numbers and they are likely to want to see the signs at some stage. And they told me earlier, well, in the middle of last week, telling me they were still investigating but haven't turned anything up yet. So, at this point in time, we have not planned to reinstate any of them because our feeling at this point in time is they'll probably immediately be vandalised again. So we do need to sit down and have some sort of a plan as to how we go forward with this, because clearly if we just put them straight up here. The first two were vandalised, we did replace them and they were immediately vandalised again and we had to take them down. So as I said, we have 10 or 11 now vandalised and it wouldn't seem to be that smart to sit them straight back up again just yet, so we needed to figure something out.
Again, when I've spoken to Brian again in preparation for the meeting tonight, and she's saying is that also talking to PSNI about the cover of the sign, I think Councillor Enright had sort of sent a suggestion regarding some sort of covering of the sign. So we're looking to see is the vandal proofing the part of the sign, is there any way we can enhance that too before we put them up?
Okay, Brian. David,
sir. Sorry, I just want to come back to your report based on the issue of the Irish Language Audit Report. Councillor Henry had proposed that an addendum be added to that on his concerns about a body like Tourism NI and the Public Centre couldn't have a specific relationship with our Irish Language Committee. And he would like to see evidence of that addendum being added on, but at the moment we're saying that the audit has been passed and it's gone through. And yet, it has been agreed that that addendum would be added on.
So we're a query here in the sense that we don't know the minutes. You know, what you're saying doesn't correspond with the actual minutes of what has been agreed.
Okay, can
we go on back up there? Well, again, you know, the point is that there's no recommendation, no secondary to amend the report. What I'm sort of saying is that the audit is by way of gathering information. So Councillor Enright's information can be taken on board and considered as part of the overall strategy. It doesn't, the output of the Council's strategy or the Council's Irish language policy can be amended, you know, if it's agreed by the Council when they're going on the strategy. So where will that happen there? Well, that's the idea of the working group comes together to actually help take the information included in the audit and include all the comments. And there may be other stuff that people are not agree on. But that's why
this is that's going to be the task of this review.
This part is to brought together the Irish language strategy to sort of take that up.
So the
matter
arriving, we'll move on then. Item 5.
We didn't get a second.
Yes, we're going to say Kerry and Jerry Stokes.
Oh.
I have my own view on that as well.
Oh, sorry.
Right.
Yep. Good morning, Church. I was just on the issue of the Irish language, and it seems to be coming even more obsessive. This council is becoming more obsessive with the Irish language. Whenever we were discussing these issues, it was agreed that putting up the signs and signage and all that was going to be done on a trial basis to see what the outcomes would be. And I just think it's common sense to stop doing what we're doing and look around us to see how can we build community relations, how can we bring this council forward as a body that is open to all, and just put them up in English only and put a nice welcoming sign. Those signs, regardless of whether all Irish or all English, but horrible looking signs, they're terrible looking, they're disastrous. And they're not a welcome sign for Mary and Warren and Down District Councillor. But Chairman, I don't know, I haven't been involved in some of these committees, but there's young ones who still keep telling me now that the council is going to try and ban bonfires, and they're going to try and do this and do that. I don't know where all this stuff's coming from, but I've been bombarded by it. Now, whenever you get young ones from the Protestant Union, as loud as whatever you call it, community, and they're seeing these Irish language signs going up, but yet they've been told at the same time that their bonfires are going to be banned next year. You know, it's a recipe for disaster. That's all I'm saying. I just want the council to use a wee bit more savvy and common sense term.
Okay, Henry, your question
noted. Question Murray? Yeah, to say we're not alone in this problem. I just returned from the Basque area, and they have dual language signs in that area. The problem that they have there is that they're defacing the French element of it. But just say we don't have any, we're not alone just in this problem.
So we're going to minutes of the session council meeting held on the 27th of June. Page 1, student branch, page 1, page 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Proposed? Seconded? Yes, Charlie and Sherry. Any matters arising? Nope, okay. Move on then, item 6, the minutes of the Audit Committee meeting held on the 4th of July with student registry again, page 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Proposed and seconded, correct?
Proposed. Mm-hmm. And the revenue secretary is just on.
Okay, who seconded? Mark Murnan? Yes.
Actually, just on page 4, there was a proposal that audit meeting happened to be held on the day of a full council meeting, and I raised concerns about it. You know, we have already agreed the dates for those meetings, and I raised concerns about it being held on the day of a full council meeting, because the meeting starts at 1:30, and it was actually a rush to finish it up for 5:55. And you know, when you're on the evening of a full council meeting, when there's motions and stuff, when there's the stuff you want to go through and maybe talk to other group leaders and party leaders and that, it leaves you on the serious pressure. Now, Councillor Sharman had raised the concerns that it would save travelling. Now, if it's an issue that we can do it at any other meeting, but I do believe the evening of a full council meeting that it's too much of a rush, and it's impossible for us to do that, because as I say, from 1:30 to 5:55, and the meeting was finished up in a rush, and it gives absolutely no time. All of the parties know that they want to meet before 5:00, and if there's councillors have concerns with stuff on the agenda that they want to raise, they'll be meeting from 3:30 or 4:00. So it's just impossible. I have no issue with it being run alongside any other meeting except the full council meeting, and I'd ask just that we reconsider that. Because as I say, I do have serious concerns about it. It leaves us going into full council meetings, not given the full control and the full way to run those meetings properly. And as I say, I have serious concerns about it. And I don't want to be putting it through over again. I want to try and get an agreement on this so we don't hold it on the evening of a full council meeting. Can you agree that?
This is a great chance. This would be a change in terms of the meeting schedule.
Yeah.
It was only held on that meeting there. And that came as well because I didn't see the chairman at that point in time. But again, I'm in the hands of members.
Chairman, I would propose we go back to the schedule to the meetings that we have agreed. We have already agreed that. Or if there's an alternative that they want to tie you in with some other meeting, you know.
Anybody, please? Folks, in case he's hasn't listened, it's because certain people in the back are talking over. I can hear it up here. Henry, Jen, I know you're talking about Jen, but you know. Please, guys, come here. Okay. All right, thanks. So we're going to go back to the original. Is anyone happy with that? Yes? Okay. Sarah.
Yes, sorry. Chair, it's just an item of clarity on the committee meetings. It's the renewable energy at the new Down Leisure Centre. There is to be a meeting with the architect and then a report table that says at the appropriate committee. I was just wondering, could you just clarify which committee that might be that the report will be tabled at?
Anything
to
pick up on that?
Chairman, on that, Chairman, the meeting has been held with the consultant and they are finalising the reply for the council. And that will be on the agenda for the next SPNR meeting,
Chairman. Okay.
Yeah, just on that, a review, just something you just said, review of listed loan policy. I just said it was agreed at page 8, it agreed those are required to cite of elected members. Just explanation. And now about the idea. Hi, Verena.
Chair.
Too many.
Councillor Rose, at the previous audit committee, Councillor Enright had raised concerns that the current whistleblowing policy only makes provision for staff to blow the whistle and that there was no mechanism for an elected member, and it asked that I review the policy. So I brought a paper to the audit committee having reviewed the policy, and the paper made a recommendation that because the public interest disclosure order is only for the protection of employees, it didn't extend to elected members, and therefore the proposal that went to the audit committee was to make no changes to our current whistleblowing policy in that regard.
Thank you.
Okay.
Are
you there? Chairman, that's not there. Item 7, the draft consultation of Northern Ireland Human Trafficking and Modern Slavery, Strategy 2016-17.
Chairman, that there, the closing date is the 9th of September. I have examined the consultation. It makes no direct reference to the involvement of the council, so it may be something the member parties may want to consider individually and receive no personal comments from the council.
Second,
Mr. Mayor. Just when you say make no reference to council, it should have not, given the size of the problem and the way it's being tackled, is it not something within on council legislation that should be able to involve ourselves or help people or identify people or whatever?
I may prefer it.
Statutory, there's nothing there at the moment.
I suppose in terms of the council as a corporate body has no function within it. That's the point that I'm making. So in terms of resources or activity for the council, there is no role for the council into it. That's not to say that every councillor has got an issue regarding human trafficking and stuff like that would want to involve it. But in terms of the act itself, you know, the trafficking strategy for Northern Ireland, we have no direct role in it. That's the point I'm making on. That's right. And I don't see what response would make on it, you know.
Have we not time to talk? Okay. Item 8, the letter from the Department of Health relating to the reinstatement of the emergency department in Corrie Care Centre to the Down Hospital. Have we not time? Chair Enright.
There's one positive arising from this letter, insofar as they recognise that the medical need for an accident and emergency is still recognised by the Eastern Trust, and therefore, by implication, the budget for it is still there, and they're still trying to recruit, they say, for middle-level doctors to man the AME's department. It's extremely important that our council should maintain the pressure on them to keep the recognition of the need to have a budget to recognise the medical need, because accident and emergency is led by medical need, not economic need. And it would be also useful if councillors in the Newry area took careful note of this as well.
Thank you. Councillor Carr?
Are you just upset in relation to the regular thing there? I wasn't a member from the minister in the sense of it, but here's what he says there. On the recent statement of the emergency department, I think, and family care at the Delhi hospital, this was something in a positive direction. And the bit that I would underline that the trust will continue to pursue opportunities to expand or enhance services at the hospital. This is a different way of thinking than we had before. In relation to the experience of difficulties in recruiting middle-grade doctors, I wonder if a matter of where do they advertise for these doctors? I know that the shortage of doctors in England, but is there any, does that enter into the European Journal of things to get there? Or where are they trying to get these doctors from? Because I think recruiting may be possible to be doctors, but again then there would have to be some kind of an arrangement to enhance these doctors to come over here. I think that could be done, but they definitely do need middle-grade doctors.
Thank you.
Councillor Shannon? Well, sir, whilst I appreciate that the Minister has taken the time to reply to this Council and noted that the Trust will be endeavouring to pursue opportunities to expand the enhanced services, I have to say I'm a wee bit disappointed. I would have thought that with a fresh Minister, there would be a fresh perspective, but it just seems to be that we have the same old rhetoric that's been given time and time again by our predecessors. There was certainly an expectation of a more positive stance. And just like the Minister's Member of this Council and community, the community's need for a fully functioning A&E has not changed. With regards to the merger of cardiology beds and medical beds and combined cardiology and medical ward, would this be acceptable in any other hospital? Would it be acceptable in the Ulster, the Royal, Ulster Devon? I doubt it. And I beg the question, is there prejudice against the rural communities in the north? I sincerely hope that this is not just a whole letter to reflect this council or this committee, now that the Minister takes the council and the community it serves seriously regarding this issue.
Thank you very much. I totally agree with the previous speaker, Councillor Traynor. We're getting the same old rhetoric, and in the past, when it was my minister, I criticised my minister for not doing their job properly. I think, and I thought maybe with the new minister, there'd be a change of ways. I believe that the rural community has been discriminated against within our health service here in the Down. Now, I'm going to make a proposal here that letter's not good enough. I think we should be demanding a meeting with the minister so we should on this issue. I remember in the old council, we demanded meetings with Edwin Poots, we got it. We demanded meetings with Jim Wells, we got it. It did fall on deaf ears. We were given the same nonsense, middle-rate grades, not enough middle-rate grade doctors and that there. I think we should be going to the minister and demanding that we have enhanced services and the return of the services that was stripped from the Down. And I would make that a proposal. We go and meet the minister. A cross-party delegation goes to meet the minister in relation to it. We've done it before. I know it's fallen on deaf ears. And we'll do it again. We'll keep the pressure on that way. So I'm making that a proposal.
Okay,
Councillor Sharvin. I'll second that, sir. I'm not going to emphasise on the letter too much, you know, where it mentions this new additional base. But being needed. Only last Monday my grandmother was admitted to hospital and she went to A&E at the Down. And she sadly was forced to sleep in the A&E because they had no beds in the medical ward. So a lady of 80 years of age was forced to sleep on A&E bed, no comforts at all, and have to give due to the staff. They were very helpful, and they were apologetic because there was no bed to send her to up in the wards. You know, some of the letters, it's good to see that the Minister is well aware of the issue, but I'm not sure if the department or the trust as well were of what the people that are using the facility are experiencing. You know, I do want to emphasize, but whenever an 80-year-old woman whose memory is gone, who was experiencing blackouts, falling, mobility totally dismantled and no longer who she was, and being forced to sleep overnight in A&E where no one could stay with her, is totally wrong. You know, no human being should be forced to do such a thing. I think what Councillor Walker says, I think sitting face to face with the Minister and sort of humming on those experiences, many of us as councillors have personally, are those of constituents that have came to us and expressed their concerns about the dying, and can certainly get across to the Minister in person. And hopefully she does take heed, because other ministers ignored it. I think it's like time that they started listening to us.
Okay, thanks
a lot, Sharon.
There's Helen.
Thanks a lot. Pretty completely with all the previous speakers. I think Councillor Walker's point about sending the cross party and independent delegation down to see the Minister is very, very important. And whether that Minister takes note of what we have to say, we still have to meet him or her and try to reinforce the points that we all are aware of. Her, yes. Him or her. It could change that at all. And that's what the point I wanted to make, is that there's a flux in relation to health issues. And we set up a committee in Uri, for instance, to look at the situation in Daisy Hills, because it's ever-changing all the time. That committee hasn't met, and hasn't met for a long time. So the lay people who are members of the committee must be saying themselves, scratching their heads, says, what's happened in this council? Why is this council not taking note of the present concerns that we have about Daisy Hill and about Down Hospital? I don't want to differentiate between the two of them. But we do need to meet as pressure groups to try to force situations through and try to put our point of view forward so that politicians on the Hill can listen to what we're saying and what we're hearing on the ground. So maybe just like to get an update from our officials as to why the Daisy Hill subcommittee isn't meeting and when is it going to meet.
Chairman, I need to follow up. There was two task groups set up with particular reasons to look at from both council areas, and I need to follow that up, Chairman. Come back to you.
Thank
you very much, Chairman. First of all, I am in full agreement with the speakers that have preceded me, you know, in relation to the length of the hospitals, and particularly I know Gareth he touched on the experience with his granny, but whenever you look at the Ulster Hospital with you on the crown, you think they're in the third world whenever you go in, and there's that many stopping cubicles, corridors and everything, it's degrading, and yet we have again a state-of-the-art hospital not too far away from here. You know, and in relation, I was on a couple of meetings with the various health ministers at the time and the whole Deputy Council, and as a cross-party group we did put the maps over loud here about the Down Hospital, and also the people on board that Daisy Hill as well. I know, as I say, we're all in it together, but realistically what we need to do and support, as I know one of the former ministers did allude to, was the fact is that, you know, contracts should be written in the sense that doctors don't have a choice in where they want to work, it's where they need the most, and I'd say hopefully as we're doing the reply or whatever, at that point we take it on board. But again, I do support the proposal by Councillor Walker and Senator Councillor Sharman that we should have a cross-party delegation ASAP to meet the Minister. So I think the people in our district expect us to leave that score. Thank you.
Thank you,
Chair. And I also too would support a meeting with the Minister. I think it would be a positive move for us to basically engage face to face and to reiterate our concerns as regarding the Downey Hospital. Whilst not wanting to be critical of the Minister, she's only into her post, I do feel that within the letter where it says there is difficulties in recruiting middle grade speciality doctors in emergency medicine, I mean, this has been a long standing issue whereby the Trust, and I'm only speaking about the South Eastern Health and Social Care Trust, has had this difficulty. So it would be clear to me that whatever packages have been offered are not attractive enough for middle grade doctors. But think we all know that a lot of the newly qualified doctors that are leaving the universities here, particularly the younger ones, are simply going abroad purely because of better working conditions and better pay packages. And I mean, at the end of the day, if you're getting the right package and the right conditions and the right amount of money, you're going to go to that particular employer. So I don't know whether there's any manoeuvre in there for us to say to the minister or to those who are actually in recruiting, is what specific packages are you offering? Because it's clear to me that if you haven't changed your conditions or your package, you're not going to be able to recruit them as a great doctor. It's as simple as that. And obviously, I would support as well what Councillor Curran would say. I mean, how exactly are they recruiting? Are they going beyond the EU? Because middle grade doctors, I've raised this with previous ministers, and I was just led to believe that they only advertise within the UK and only within certain countries within the EU, not the entire EU. But on the whole, I mean, I would welcome a meeting with the minister, but I certainly think we would need to be a wee bit more pressing, and I would recommend that we do ask what packages are being offered, because I think that obviously is one of the major issues there. Thank you.
Jeremy?
Sorry, my light broke, Chairperson. Similar to many of the other comments and councillors that have spoken, I concur fully with the comments that have been made. I do, however, welcome the letter and the acknowledgement from the Minister that the Down Hospital continues to play a vital role in the Trust Hospital Network. And I welcome that commitment and acknowledgement. However, I would have loved the opportunity to have seconded Councillor Walker's proposal tonight that we invite the Minister down here to meet with the cross-party delegation. I do know that she has already accepted an invitation from the Down Health Committee to come and do a meeting with them on site in the hospital, and I would add an amendment to the proposal already put that we invite the Minister down to meet with ourselves on the same day so that we can have her here for potentially a few hours to go through all of the matters arising, because there are a number of them pertaining to the hospital and other health matters in the district. And I think it would be very appropriate for us to do a walk around visit at the hospital with her, and I know she's open to doing that. So if Councillor Walker is happy to accept an amendment proposal that we invite Down Health Committee into our cross-party meeting, if they're happy to accept that invitation.
Sure, I have no problem with that. You know, I actually think it's an excellent idea. We all meet with the Minister during the hospital and that general concept for us. We may be a longer hour here because of the nature of the event, so I have no problem with that amendment.
Thank you. We will be writing to the Minister then as you could. Oh, Councillor Mark here.
Yeah, I mean, if that's labelled and down, just I think that I mean, this is the council for the whole of Newry, Moore and Down. So then that has to automatically be extended then to Daisy Hill. We have to do the exact same for Daisy Hill because the problems are the exact same situation, virtually the exact same as well. So I don't think any of our people took another amendment, but certainly common sense is that two hospitals should be discussed and visited. If that's the case, because if it isn't one problem, yeah.
Crystal, are you happy enough for everybody?
I don't have a problem with Charles. When we're talking here, I know the problem exists in Daisy Hill. This specific matter was to the Down. So, of course, I'm doing something over what. Councillor McAteer is saying, you know, councillors from that area should have tabled the letter and asked this council to send a letter to the Minister of Education to Daisy Hill. You know, I'm not trying to be awkward in any way whatsoever. I do understand they have the same problems as the Down. But how do we fit in a minister travel between hospitals?
It's just the invitation.
Send the invitation.
If this council is asking for the hospital, when the problem is in two hospitals, then it's going to naturally follow. I can't sit here and represent the from that area and not ask for the same, maybe before the disease.
Okay, thank you, David.
Next item, the draft legislation to remove the requirements on Northern Ireland Water to install water meters at only domestic connections. Okay. Item 10 and 11 is the policy forum for Northern Ireland keynote seminar, Energy in Northern Ireland, with the copy attached to it. And then the Northern Ireland Annual Economic Conference, copy attached to it. Chair?
Yeah, sure. Just kind of provisionally, thanks, Councillor Martin, and Councillor Curran for the economic conference. I mean, given that we're right, the thing that's going to be very important coming up, and that's committed up, we'll want to get a chance to check it on Terry to confirm that themselves, sure.
Okay, thank you.
Good
second,
Mr.
Martin. Policy one, just for noting.
Great.
12, sealing of the document.
Chairman, just sealing document for the TF license agreement, fixing the square seven main shed, priority agreement with the Euro Olympic Hockey Club, transfer document to dispose of land at Queen Lane, Belfast Road Safety.
Right on here. Council disposed of in November 2014. These for land and storage in Newry, Newry and Moran District and Down District Council, the Newry Bands Association and Barcroft Community Association. Just give a poser and sign it for the moment, Chairman. Councillor Casey, sign it for the Minister.
Okay, notice of motion, Councillor Brown.
Sorry, I was just before you left signing the documents. I know we did agree to a license agreement at 16 Square. Is it possible to see that agreement? See what the board is? Board, I meant to say, no problem.
Yeah.
Well, it's been agreed, Chairman. It's just a nice to say that. I think I even sort of agreed it, but if you like to say it, no problem. Yeah, I think I even prefer that. Just like to see what's in the list. Yeah,
thank you. Just before we go on to the motion, I just want to advise that under the Standing Order 16.6, we will be referring this motion to committee. So, Patrick, do you want to propose?
Yeah, no problem. I was about to say what you just said, but it's your place to do so. So I'm happy enough with that to be discussed at the Active Healthy Communities.
Okay,
we didn't invite all members that want to attend.
Thank you very much, folks.